You love him on the WGN Morning News.
I mean, he's all right, I guess.
Fine. You watch him on the WGN Morning News.
He's okay.
All right, well, then get excited, because coming in 2018, Pat Tomasulo is bringing you Chicago's greatest late-night show ever.
That's right, you hear that? Finally getting off that awful morning shift.
Actually, Pat, you're still doing the morning show.
Come again?
Yeah, you're going to do both shows.
Am I at least going to get some help producing this show?
Help? Pat, you are hilarious. Man of the People with Pat Tomasulo. Saturdays at 10 p.m., coming in January.
And then the line we were forced to read, Pat, is, "And Saturdays will never be the same."
Oh, you were for who forced you to read that?
Management.
I didn't force you to read that.
No, not you, but management forced us.
Yeah, it said it on the thing.
Whatever the hell you want. I don't care. That's why I'm the man of the people, Bill. I give you that freedom.
Thank you for that. Thank
you,
Pat. How are you? Congrats.
Thank you. Congratulations on one episode being completed by 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, but I will take it.
But I'll tell you what, a lot of people never get that first episode. You had a first episode. It was pretty funny.
And quite honestly, we wanted to wait till that first episode aired. I know everybody had you on prior to your show, but we
wanted to make sure it wasn't crap.
Yeah.
Or that they even aired it at all.
Yeah, that's what I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
I saw it. You didn't see it, Wendy?
Pat, I wanted to see it, but please, I really am not trying to be offensive here. I want to see it for people who weren't home at 10 o'clock and forgot to set their DVR. Can I see it somewhere?
It'll be uploaded on our YouTube page today, which is youtube.com/manofthepeopleTV. Don't go to youtube.com/manofthepeople, because for whatever reason that name is taken and it's just videos of a guy snoring. It's four videos of a guy snoring that haven't been updated since 1999, and that's where it will be. But if you loved me as much as you always tell me you love me,
I love you.
Stayed home on Saturday
it
night.
It was fun,
you
Wendy.
Watched it.
I was home. I was sleeping.
Oh, Wendy.
Oh,
yeah,
good
I was.
Lord.
Pat, you know what it reminded me of? It was kind
Tell
of
me.
A cross between Game of Thrones and Sergeant Bilko. It was right in the middle of those two.
Yeah. And we haven't even introduced our dragons yet.
Not
right
yet.
Now they're just little baby dragon eggs. But when I step into the fire with those little comedic baby dragon eggs, wait till you see what kind of comedy is going to
Saturdays will never be the same.
By the way, while we're on Game of Thrones, how does Game of Thrones not win every award at the SAG Awards?
I haven't watched a second of Game of Thrones. Have you, Bill?
You know what? I envy you, because one day you're going to discover it, and you're going to experience unbridled joy and enthusiasm.
No, but I am going to experience that when I watch Man of the People on the YouTube channel.
You're damn right you are.
I really am sorry I missed it, because I am a big fan of yours, and I love the way you interact with the people out there.
Well, that's what we're trying to do with this. We've been saying all along, all of the late night shows right now, everything is political, which is fine. I appreciate good joke writing, however, whichever way it skews. But you know, you're kind of alienating half your audience, right? And I feel like, why talk about politics when there's a lot of stuff that we can all agree is ridiculous and we hate.
Yeah.
So let's celebrate the things that we all hate rather than only the things that some of us hate.
Hate will bring us together, Pat.
Hate can be a very unifying force, Bill.
Bonding agent.
Captain and Tennille saying that best.
Yep. Hate will keep us together,
yep.
Captain and Tennille.
And then they divorced.
Right. Right. You know what you did that was so nice is you found the people that wanted to see Bozo Circus back in its heyday, but because of the 7-year wait, they weren't able to. You tracked three of them down. That was very enjoyable. I loved seeing that.
Well, you know, I've often been accused of having a little bit of a harder shell.
Yeah.
Bill.
Yeah.
You know, and I think undeservedly so, because once you get past that hard shell, you know this, there's a nougaty center of goodness. And I wanted to show people that there is another side. There's a side of me that makes dreams come true.
I never got to see Bozo.
Wendy.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Had you have watched my show on Saturday night at 10 o'clock, you might have gotten a little resolution to that crisis in your life.
Well, I saw him on TV, but I never got to go to the actual game.
You could have lived vicariously for the poor three poor souls who also didn't get to see him, but got to meet him on Saturday night.
Very exciting.
Pat, you grew up on the East Coast, so were you seeing our Bozo, or did you have a different Bozo where you were?
You want to know something that we had no Bozo.
No Bozo.
We had no Bozo. My wife grew up in Florida,
yeah,
and she had WGN Bozo her entire life and watched Bozo every day. We did not get WGN where I grew up. We got some crap superstation out of Philly that didn't show Bozo. So I never had Bozo growing up.
The poor little thing.
Yeah.
There was a time when...
All I had was Pee-wee.
Well, that's not
loved
bad.
Pee-wee.
That's not bad. When we were kids, you know, Chicago certainly had its own Bozo, but there were Bozos in almost every major market in America at that time.
Right. Yeah, faux Bozos.
Faux Bozos. Faux Bozos. My mom and dad were friends with the guy who was Detroit's Bozo, and he told us that he can't even walk around Detroit. People just mob him, but here in Chicago,
really?
He's just another guy. Yep.
What do you think Detroit Bozo was pulling down compared to Chicago Bozo?
Not as much money, but
couldn't have been
probably,
as much.
Could have been, right?
No,
I don't think as much money.
I wonder.
He got more bikes, maybe giant Tootsie Rolls.
I want to bring Bozo back as a companion show to mine as a late night piece, and just have Paul Conrad play Bozo.
That would be fantastic. Is he up for this?
Doesn't he do that every morning? Whee!
That's my pitch to programming.
Oh, I'm sure they'll take a bite on that at some point. I would imagine. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, let's get through 6 months of me having a show live past that point, and then I'll put on my producer hat. Then,
who did you watch with on Saturday? Did you watch it at home with your wife, or did you have a party with friends?
God, no. You know what? In theory, that sounds like an incredibly wonderful idea to celebrate all the hard work. In reality, we didn't finish. I didn't finish. Yeah, I'm not going to bore you with the details.
Really, till 3:30 that afternoon?
Let's just say we had some computer issues that kept us there very late.
Uh-oh.
Let's just say by 10 o'clock Saturday night, the only place I wanted to be was in my pajamas.
That's where I was.
Me and the wife and the dog.
That's it. The people
freaking
you're closest
dog loved
to.
It. Yeah, that was it. Just us.
Man of the person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And dog.
I don't want to give anything away, but in the very first scene, a prominent Chicagoan is featured. Is that going to be a regular thing on the show, Pat? Will you have big name Chicago stars every week?
It took us about 7 weeks to wrangle that one. So I can't imagine that it will be. You get to say it. Everybody, it's the mayor. So what if Wendy didn't care enough to watch it live?
No, I will do it now.
We got the mayor. Yeah, you know what? We'll where we can, of course, we want to incorporate any Chicago luminaries where we can. And definitely, you know, people from the Chicago comedy scene. I mean, you know how much the stand-up scene has exploded here over the last couple of years. And obviously, you know, the sketch and improv scene is pretty strong. So we're always trying to involve people from those scenes and get them in our room and have them pitching us and helping us write jokes. So.
That's excellent. And I have to say, Mayor Emanuel pulled it off very nicely. He's very comfortable on camera. He's very funny.
He is funny.
He did. We went in there with an outline for him, and he looked at it, and he said, I do my own material.
Oh. Wow.
And then we just had a little improv session.
That's excellent. All right, give us what is the best-case scenario for Man of the People? What is the absolute best news you could possibly get?
What do you mean? Like for the best news today or the best news for like a year from now?
Like in a year from now, if they came and they go, Pat, we love this. We're going to make it a national show. It's going to run on the network. Is that a possibility?
Well, as long as that sentence would be followed with, and you're going to have more than three people to make the show with,
then it's good news.
That would be a fantastic bit of news.
Oh, all right.
You'll get there.
Yeah, no, it would be, you know, listen, it's a show that obviously we are very proud of Chicago, and Chicago will be a central figure in the show. But sure, we would love to expand it to other stations and in other markets. But, you know, the main thing is that the good thing about doing the show here is that we have total control over it.
Yeah.
And we have creative control, and there's nobody that's breathing down our necks telling us what to do. And as long as we can maintain that, I don't care if it's not seen outside of Cook County. I mean, I want it to be, obviously. But you know what I mean? For us, the most important thing is doing a show that we love and doing a show that we're proud of, and whatever happens from there is fine with us.
Well, we are proud of you, and could you have more fun on that morning show, really? I'm telling you. You've got the dream job.
I will try. You know, I'm trying to get Robin to come out of her shell.
Sure. Good luck with that.
Trying to get Paul to be a little bit more open with his opinions and his perspectives. And if I can, I'm going to keep plugging away. That's all I can
do. That's all you can do. You're just one man.
All right, if you missed it.
Just one man of the people.
Yep.
That is. And if you missed it like I did, which I'm ashamed of myself.
You should be, Wendy.
Do we watch it again? YouTube.com?
Yeah, we're going to have all, you can go to our website, manofthepeople.com. They'll be putting full episodes up on there at some point. They are also, all the clips and everything are all up there as well. And full episodes will be on our YouTube page every Monday.
Pat, we need to laugh. Wendy will tell you, when Two Broke Girls went off, I said to Wendy, will we ever laugh again? And we didn't know, and now we can laugh again.
Now you will.
I'll watch it live, I promise, next week. This week.
Yeah,
this
and
weekend.
Even if you don't like it, just leave your TV on.
Okay. that's true.
That's all you need.
All right.
Thank you, Pat. Congratulations.
Congrats.
We're very happy for
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys.
That's
we'll
Pat
talk
Thomas-
to you soon.
Absolutely. Pat Tomasulo, the star of Man of the People.
Good for him. Really, that whole morning show is the best thing on television. I hope it never goes away.
Really? I mean, I'm shocked at how great it is.
I'm shocked it's still on like that.
I know.
Because
no one has tampered with it.
Yes.
Nobody's messed with it.
They're leaving it alone, and you get the best of both worlds. You get real news. You get real people.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yep.
There, they could use that as a promo.
They will. They definitely will. All right, a little break, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.